when they come up, I'll say, oh, yeah, I want to try to save the whales. You know, that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
And see what kind of reaction I get.
Well, when they ask who you are, tell them your name's John Sweet.
John Sweet. And yeah. And I'm trying to destroy the fairgrounds. Yeah. And by the way, for your last guess, I was one of the few people who showed up to the Board of Commissioners meeting when they passed that cigarette smoking ban.
Right.
And I told them that this was going to hurt their fair. I told them it was going to hurt attendance, but they never listened to me.
I will never set foot on the fairgrounds as long as that's in place. And I've talked to quite a few people that feel the same way.
And this just doesn't affect smokers. My wife is a smoker, and we went to the Eugene Fair, and they made us walk all the way around this building, way off into the middle of nowhere, so my wife could enjoy a cigarette. And they didn't give you any benches or anywhere to even dispose of the cigarettes. And I was like, I feel like a third world, you know, person, like, well, I'm a prisoner or something.
You know, here's the thing. Nobody in their right mind is going to say smoking's a good thing. It isn't.
It isn't, right.
And I fully understand people who don't smoke, and probably the worst are the former smokers.
The former smokers, yes.
But I understand their dislike, and I understand their concerns about their health. And I have no problem whatsoever about banning smoking inside the buildings.
I agree with you.
Or maybe even within 25 feet of the buildings. But you go down to the Coos County Fairgrounds, that fairgrounds is 90% open area.
All outdoors, right. And why they are banning is ridiculous.
It was politically correct, feel good, because that twit they've got at the county health department's an anti-smoking Nazi.
Yes, he is.
She
is, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, in my opinion, she's a complete idiot.
Well, it was
agenda-driven, you know. Let's forget about reality and let's just go with the agenda, and that's what they did.
Well, it kills me. They had two people from the health commission come down there, and those two people were clearly obese. And
right.
For them to be sitting there giving me health instructions was the height, the height of hypocrisy. So, but we're going to be turning in for you people listening in Bandon. If you want to get to me before tomorrow, give me an email at CoosCountyWatchdog@gmail.com if you want to sign the petition. But what we're trying to do is we're trying to open up the office of mayor and city council to people who live in the school district, because it's twice the size,
right,
twice as many people, as long as they own property inside the city of Bandon. And that way they have a vested interest in running.
Well, and that's the thing. This whole thing to me seemed kind of dumb anyway. You know, this country was founded partially on the idea of taxation without representation.
Right.
But if you own property in Bandon, but you live outside the city limits, you're totally at the mercy of the Bandon mayor and council. They can do anything they want regarding your property, and you don't even have a voice.
I mean, they turned down one guy who lived in the urban growth boundary, and his name is Dave Shreddick, and they turned him down to get access to their water facility. Not because he was slightly, his property was only halfway on the urban growth boundary, but because he fought against annexation.
Right.
So they used the necessity of life as a political tool, a weapon, as you would say, and they used it against someone who would have been a great customer and would have been a paying customer.
You know what? Tell you the truth, personally, I have no sympathy for the people of Bandon. None whatsoever. As long as you keep electing the same bunch of idiots and inbreds, what do you expect?
Yeah, I know. And that's sad for the rest of us, because unfortunately, that's why I'm doing this, is because we only had the same, you know, lying Mary Shamhorn, who
right,
lied about the mosquito problem being fixed.
She's lied about a lot of stuff.
And to mention a lot of things. But, you know, and I'm waiting for this spring, because this year is a really wet winter, and we're going to have a lot of water hanging around this spring.
Yeah.
So I imagine we're going to have a few of those mosquitoes coming.
I attended that first mosquito meeting when they were organizing, and it's the only meeting ever held in this county where the first thing they said was public comment would not be allowed. So our lying commissioner, John Sweet, did learn from the feds. He learned not to take public comment.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And he held a big meeting down there that was a total sham. You had to see the tape of that. It was interesting how the only people that got called on were the pro fish and wildlife people.
Well, of course.
Yeah. He was a scam. What a scammer that guy is.
We've got two commissioners.
Yeah, the tribal twosome.
One of them represents big money, the old boy network, and the other one represents the Indians. The rest of us have one commissioner that represents us.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that has to change. You know, I'm hoping. I looked at the results of the November election. Coos County actually went pretty heavy Republican.
Except for Caddy and
well,
Roland.
But Coos County voted against them. They were elected by Douglas County.
Yeah, you know, but with
and Lane County.
And
Lane.
But with the Secretary of State we have now, we're going to be able to redistrict on some of these and actually change some things. But you know, I kind of had a little deja vu thought this morning. I was listening to the national press trash President-elect Trump, which they do every morning. But I thought, you know, no matter how much they trash President-elect Trump, and they're going to do it, that's just what they do, you know, and it's what the Hollywood crowd is going to do. It's not near as bad as it would be if they had elected that skank Hillary. I mean, we'd have to be listening to their BS and Hillary this morning had cherry pie for breakfast and then put another wonderful idiot in charge of something else will screw up. And you know what? I listen to this, and I listen to this crap about her walking through the woods and somebody hugging her, and I think, boy, if I saw her walking through the woods and I had a squirrel rifle, she'd be dead meat.
Yeah,
I think we've
heard the talking points and the agenda.
Right.
Oh, it was the evil Russians.
They came and filled out my ballot for me. Some guy in a big fur hat did that for me. Yeah,
yeah. But
yeah, I'm too stupid to know how to vote.
Are you familiar with RT? It used to be Russian Times. It's a state-controlled newspaper.
Right. Yeah, I don't read any of that stuff.
Well, actually, RT...
They have some really good international articles.
They do some pretty good reporting.
Listen, I'll tell you something. I have about 20 friends of mine, including my girlfriend, that are really good, hardcore lefties. I'm talking they're real liberals, okay? Uh-huh. I respect them all. I respect them all because they're honest, hardworking people. And I'm going to tell you something. I took a poll of those 20 people before the election. 12 of them voted for Hillary.
Right.
8 of them didn't vote.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, I know 8 or 10 really good lefty people down there in Bandon, and they'll tell you the same thing. I ain't voting for that lying skank. And that's exactly their position, and I respect them for it, because you want to know something? In the last 8 years since Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi took over the Democratic Party, and it's a party I love and respect. I have a I grew up, my uncle worked for Strom Thurmond in South Carolina, and who's a Democrat.
I know who.
And I'm going to tell you something. In the last 8 years since Barack Obama took over the Democratic Party, they've lost 1,000 elections.
1,032 seats across the country.
And you want to know something?
Country, right.
That ain't because of one person. That's because of a party and the positions of that party what they're telling people to do instead of listening.
People.
Right.
But the point I was going to make when I brought up RT... With all the vilification of Russian hacking and stuff, which has not been proven, by the way.
Absolutely right.
I read the report, the parts that weren't redacted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I read that whole thing several times and made notes. There is no smoking gun. In fact, almost all of that report is predicated on hearsay. But RT, I thought, summed it up probably better than anybody. One of their talking heads came out over the weekend and said, well, you know, whether our government hacked the Democrat Party or not, or whether we influenced the American election or not, the bottom line is we didn't have to do anything to make Hillary look bad because her own corruption and lying did it for us.
Yeah, but you know, the reality, Jim, and here's something a lot of people don't understand. The only reason that the Russians or the Chinese would even hack our country is because Barack Obama has made us look so weak is that they would
attempt
to do it.
Let
me tell you something. 8 years ago, they wouldn't have never tried it.
Oh, no.
Because we'd have put our foot up their ass. And the only reason that the little Chinese bastards that are out there right now, the little communist bastards, would attempt to grab a drone from the United States Navy is because they know that our current president doesn't have the spine to do what they know the U.S.
That's
Navy
right.
could do, which is to sink every ship in the South China Sea and kick their sorry little asses right back to China.
And well, you know, the and last 8 years,
sorry about
building,
the language, people.
They've been building islands, and they've been coming out further and further with their warships into South
Pacific. And fixed fortifications went out with the Maginot Line. We can take those islands out anytime we want.
Well, dude,
that's true.
I was reading a news item this morning. Apparently, Trump intends to. Rebuild the U.S. Navy, which I think needs to be done.
It needs to be done, but let me enlighten you about something. We've got enough going on in the U.S. Navy right now to take care of anything we need to with the Chinese Navy.
Probably.
Okay?
They've only got one aircraft carrier.
They ain't got one aircraft carrier. What they've got is an old oil tanker that they built a bit of a flat top on. And you know, they knocked down one of our spy planes and took it over for a couple of days with President Bush. And quite honestly, he should have handled it a little bit differently. But the position that President Trump, elect Trump, has already taken with Formosa is one, quite honestly, that is the right move. And quite honestly, sink what they've got. Take it out.
Yep.
Stop all this BS.
And then,
anybody wants to learn about what the U.S. Navy really should do, there's a book out a Navy captain named Mahan wrote called On Sea Power.
Right.
Get that book. Read it. It'll give you a real understanding of what the U.S. Navy is about and what sea power and open sea lanes really mean. And there's one of the reasons that the Japanese, and I have no respect for Abe, their prime minister. He said some very rude things about U.S. Navy a few years back. But he gets it, and he understands what open sea lanes mean. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with the Chinese people. There's a hell of a lot wrong with the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, so I got to go because Jim's poking me in the eye because he's got a
well, we got to take a break. We got to pay the bills.
Got to make some money.
Shut up, Don.
Yeah. So I'm sure some of the listeners out there probably want to weigh in on this. If you've got it.
They're hiding in their bunkers right now.
If you.
That guy's crazy.
If you got a question or a comment or anything, give us a call here, 541-267-2124. Join the conversation. Be a part of it. And we'll be right back.
Fall camping season is right around the corner, just in time for Gibbs RV's 2016 closeout sale. Gibbs RV in Coos Bay is overstocked with 2016 models, and we need to make room for the 2017s. Huge selection, sale prices posted in the windows, easy financing, and no additional prep charges. Just real value. See us online at GibbsRV.com. That's GIBSRV.com. Or see us today at 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole in the Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole in the Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
The new KO2 just landed at your local BF Goodrich dealer. With technology designed to conquer the harshest terrain on Earth, the KO2 is BF Goodrich's toughest all-terrain tire ever. And now that Baja-born toughness is ready for you. Whether you're at work or at play, take on your toughest off-road challenges with confidence. The new BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. Get yours today at Far West Tire Factory on Highway 101 in Coos Bay.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I have Don Chance, who is totally out of control, and Rob Taylor in the studio with me. I want to get back. I want to get back to local issues because that's why I asked you to come on. So as far as your ballot initiative, you pretty much got the signatures.
I think I've got the signatures I'm going to need. And, you know, I want to thank your show because I had a lot of people come up to me and ask to sign a petition because they heard me on this venue. And so
both my listeners signed.
So both your listeners in Bandon, yeah, they cursed you and signed. That damn Jim Bice, and I'll sign it anyway. But but you do have quite a following in Bandon. And in fact, I had one guy I was walking down the street, and he pulled up in his pickup truck, and he says, "Hey, are you Rob?" And I go, "Yeah." And he says, "I listen to you all the time on the Jim show." And I go, "Well, I feel sorry for you. You obviously don't have a life. But, you know, since you do, you know, I appreciate your support." And I think that I will have a great success of getting that voted on in the ballot. And once I get it on the ballot, I think the people will vote on it. And, you know, I had a lot of my right-wing friends complain because they thought that a lot of lefties on the outside of town were going to run. And unfortunately, I had Roger Strauss, who's a big-time lefty.
Right.
I don't know if he came up to me and says, "Oh, Rob, I'm glad you're doing this. I'm going to run for mayor when you get it on the ballot." And I said, "Oh, gee, if I would have known that,
Well, that's okay. Yeah. Anything's better than Lion Mary.
And you know, the honest truth is yeah, I'd almost, at this point, I'd be happy with Roger Strauss compared to Mary.
Here's the thing, Rob, and I think everybody needs to keep this in mind. You cannot look at the world through a partisan view.
Right.
there are good people on both sides of the aisle. There's jerks on both sides of the aisle. So if you're going to make a valid assessment and actually look at issues and how to address those issues properly, personally, I think you've got to totally just discount, liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, et cetera, et cetera, and look at people as individuals.
Especially on this issue. And I think people did look at it, because I had a lot of people come up to me who were normally would not sign anything that I was doing, but want more representation in their city. So they came up and they signed it.
Well, you know, the bottom line here is all of us, you know, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, black, white, polka dot, whether you're homosexual or can't figure out what sex you are, any of the other divisions that we have allowed leftists to create in this country, none of that really matters. We all need and want the same things. We want to have a peaceful, productive life. We want to be able to pursue the American dream. We want our children to do better than we have. This is a universal thing for all people. And it's sad to me when you get politics in there, and both parties are equally guilty, trying to cubbyhole people as being a part of this group or a part of that group. And it was actually the Democrats that started that nonsense with their groupthink. You know, well, you can't be an individual. You got to be part of this group. Well, that's crap.
Right.
Because we are all individuals. We all have the same needs. We have the same likes and dislikes as far as what's best for us and our families. We all want to be secure in our home. Everybody wants to be able to make money. Everybody wants to, you know, pursue the American dream, and that's as it should be. And when we start attaching labels, you know, the only labels that should be attached to anybody regarding politics and office holders, do they represent the people or are they lying pieces of crap? You know, that's what it comes down to. If you're representing the people, I don't think there's a human being on this planet that can't live with the idea that, well, golly, sometimes the decisions are going to go against what I want.
Right.
That's what they call life.
And, you know, to prove that, I don't know how many couples that I came up to and asked them to sign it, and either the husband would be for it and the wife would be opposed to it, or vice versa. And I know that as soon as I left, there was an argument pursuing, you know, and... But, you know, that just goes to show that normally married people, they vote alike and they're very much alike in their politics. But I don't know how many times, probably half a dozen times, that there would be couples that I'd approach and one would sign it and one wouldn't.
Oh, right.
And I know that conversation carried on much further than, you know, just the petition.
Well, and unfortunately, and we see this in the lamestream media all the time. I don't remember which one of you mentioned about the media and their attacks on Trump. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
This is a good thing.
Well, they've discredited themselves to the point. Medication's taken effect. I'm back. Sorry, Jim. I went off a minute ago. I'm sorry. But I do apologize. I had a bit of a filibuster going there, and I can be overly aggressive, and I try not to be. But the media, much like the newspapers in Coos County, especially what they pulled on us a couple years ago down in Bandon and here in Coos County.
Oh, they're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, they've discredited themselves to the point where they cannot be a factor.
Well, they're not. And this is something, as we move forward with your ballot measure, you know that the establishment is going to oppose it. And we already know, without any conscious thought involved whatsoever, that the Bandon paper, which is owned by the not quite daily toilet paper, they're going to oppose it because anything that opposes the established system is bad, according to them. But here's the thing. We saw with the outcome of the November 8th elections that all of these people out here that have been assumed stupid –
ain't so stupid.
They really aren't that stupid.
Yeah. And the papers were wrong.
And all these Hollywood twits and the Congress critters and the lying media, people are onto you. I want them to continue to do it. All they're doing is digging their hole deeper, because the real people in this country, the real people, have finally stood up and said, okay, we've had enough of this crap. We're not going to take it anymore. And I want, you know, the more they dig, the deeper they get. You know, the old adage, you know, when you're digging yourself a hole, the best thing you can do is quit, but they just keep shoveling, and that's okay.
And then they add water.
Yeah, well, maybe they think they're going to grow. I don't know, but
well, the best one was when they asked President-elect Trump, you know, why he kept picking all of these billionaires and generals and people to be on his staff, and he said, "Well, I want supremely successful people to be around me because they know how to win.
They
know how to win. That was the key."
Does anybody remember? I guess you got to be an old guy to remember. The media is having a cow over the fact that Trump is appointing millionaires and billionaires.
Right.
You know, there's another president that did that. Oh, and family members, too.
Oh, his name was Dwight Eisenhower.
John Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy did it, too.
Jack Kennedy did it. But it was okay, you know. But here's the thing that occurred to me. With all of the whining and sniveling that we're hearing, why do we want more politicians that have never done anything except rip us off and lie to us?
Yeah.
I want people in positions of authority that have actually accomplished something. It goes back to the old adage. I'm sure everybody's heard it. Yeah. Those who can do and those who can't teach.
You know.
Well, that isn't quite true. Those who can do and those who can't either teach or go into politics. You know, so what we have is a bunch of Congress critters that, if you actually research their background, most of them are basically pieces of crap. So they get into politics and they live off other people's money since they're too corrupt or too damn stupid to make their own. Now, there are exceptions, but in general, and I find it interesting that you get a lot of poor people that managed to get elected to the U.S. Congress that magically are not poor anymore. Little Peter DeFazio pops into mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, if you ever want to see, you learn to read people. You know, it's kind of like I always tell people, some of the best lawyers in the world, they don't learn in negotiating in law school. They learn it playing poker, because you learn to read people.
Yep.
And if you ever want to see a guy who has a look of utter, total disdain on his face, Google when Hillary Clinton gave Vladimir Putin that reset button.
Yeah.
Remember when she did that about 10 years ago? She became Secretary of State, and she goes, "We're going to give you this reset button."
He thought it was a big joke.
He didn't know what a reset button was. He didn't even realize. But she set him up for some sort of political game, and he knew it. And he gave her that reset button. And he looked at it kind of like she was handing him a towel with dog crap on it.
Yeah.
Because to him, that's kind of, he's kind of like, okay, I'm playing your game. When do I get paid off? And he didn't get paid off. And that was the beginning of the end of the relationship that he had. And it was just a little over 6 months later that he rolled 250 tanks into the Crimea and said, "You can take your reset button, lady, and pound it."
If you guys remember, they had the word reset on there
right.
in Russian, and it was the wrong word in Russian. Well, that's why he was confused.
Well, that idiot Alec Baldwin, you know, he's trying to strike back against Trump. So he had a hat made that he thought, The Russian lettering on the hat, he thought it was Russian for "Make America Great Again," but the actual translation is "Make America Groovy Again."
Yeah.
Hey, I got to take a break all here, right, guys. Right. So, you know, those of you listening out there, if you want to jump in this conversation, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that are probably a hell of a lot smarter than the three sitting here in front of microphones. So I want to hear what your opinions are. I want to hear what you think. So give us a call, 541-267-2124, and we'll be right back.
World Pawn Exchange, located in downtown North Bend, is a great place to shop for unique and unusual gifts for yourself or others. Firearms, jewelry, electronics, tools, and much, much more. And at this time of year, many of us could use some extra cash. World Pawn Exchange pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins, and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. World Pawn Exchange is located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend. Stop by today.
At SelectQuote, we know life insurance through work is a great perk, but do you even know how much your employer provides? Usually it's a year's salary, maybe two if you're lucky. So if you die, your family is taken care of for a couple years. Then what? How will they pay the mortgage? Send the kids to college? It's simple. If you have a family, you need more life insurance than you're getting at work. Experts recommend 7 to 10 times your annual income. SelectQuote can help you find just that, and it's more affordable than you think. SelectQuote can find a 35-year-old man in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. Life insurance through work is not enough. Let SelectQuote help you cover the gap. Call 1-800-738-8110. That's 1-800-738-8110. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-738-8110. SelectQuote. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-94-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-94-BIBLE. That's 855-94-BIBLE.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He is the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night. And guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's 2-for-1 offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special 2-for-1 offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
The holiday season is here, and what better way to celebrate the time of year than with a peppermint mocha from your locally owned McDonald's. Now made with all-natural, locally sourced Da Vinci syrups. Every time you purchase a $10 gift card, receive a free McCafe beverage card. Use this card for yourself, or it even makes a great stocking stuffer. Your choice. Either way, your holiday just went from warm to warm and fuzzy at your locally owned McDonald's.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You know, it's getting a little rowdy in the studio here, so I'm going to go outside the studio, and we're going to talk to Sue in Myrtle Point. Sue, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Jim.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment about our fairgrounds. I live in Myrtle Point.
Okay.
And the fair used to be... It was a big status here.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. But one thing that happened to our fairgrounds was our project graduation that we did for kids, and my kids were in 4-H, and, you know, good times. But then I don't know how it really came about. When we got our receipts and totaled them at night, they took them. So and then they started charging, you know, like 20%.
Yeah, well...
And that's quite a lot for, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, we worked our rear ends off down there, and we did very good because our project graduation chicken was always excellent.
Well, back in the early 90s, I lived in Myrtle Point. In fact, I moved to North Bend in 94. But prior to that, two of my nephews worked at the fair, as part-time laborers.
Yeah.
And it was a good summer job for school kids. They could go down there, and now they work pretty hard, but they earn pretty good money doing it, and they got some freebies like attending the fair for nothing, and it was a good community thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's kind of changed now, as I understand it.
Oh, it's changed a lot. And, now they charge $10 admission,
Well, and one of the things that particularly irked me, when the county took over the fair, prior to the standalone board that ran it, the association, when the county took over that year, I think that was 92. My brother was still alive, and we were doing some things, and we bought an exhibition booth. And I don't remember what the price was at the time, but, it was a couple $100 for the booth. Well, I went down opening day of the fair to man the booth that we had paid for, and the buttheads wanted me to pay admission to go man the booth that I had paid for.
They got to where they were charging for everything.
Yeah, so being the calm, diplomatic person I am, I demanded that they provide me a sheriff's deputy to escort me to the fair office so I could demand my money back, and I never did man the booth, and I think I went 5 or 6 years and didn't go to the fair anymore, even though I lived just a block away. So there's been problems that are ongoing, and this last thing, I think, number one, I know that Melissa Cribbins doesn't really give a rat's behind about the people of Coos County or the fair. If you're not an Indian, you don't exist to her. And she's the liaison, so she just hasn't devoted any time for it and hasn't bothered to bring herself up to speed. But the fair is a wonderful thing for the people. It's great, particularly for the rural kids, that raise their livestock.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a great How do I want to term this? It's a great vehicle for getting people together and going in the same direction.
Jim, I really don't know what I would do if I didn't have the fair to go to get all those signatures. We got over 1,400 signatures for two different initiatives, and one of them was the recall of John Sweet. So, heck, it's a good place to
go.
And he had the booth two doors down next to me, so it was great. People would come by, and they'd go, well, what idiot wouldn't support your Second Amendment rights? And I go, well, that idiot right there. Yeah. And they'd go down, and they'd yell at John Sweet, and, it was a great time at the fair.
Didn't do any good, so.
Yeah, well, you just got a handful of sweet cherries.
I have.
Yeah, there you go.
I have one of the greatest stories of the Coos County Fair. Franny Capehart, she was the veteran service officer for many years.
Right.
Came and got me and my friend Gordy Ogden, who was the ran the jail. He was the lieutenant in Coos County.
Remember.
He was one of my best friends. She grabbed us one day and she said, I need you guys to judge the apple pie eating contest this year. Okay, no problem. So we go in there and they put us in this small room and they bring in 26 pieces of apple pie. And she goes, you guys have to decide which is the best of these 26 slices. So they came back about a half an hour later, and we ate all the pie. And she comes in, and she goes, you're supposed to taste the pie, not eat all the pie. And they go, well, we thought we were supposed to eat all the pie, to be fair. And she goes, no, there's another 12 pieces of pie out here. And we go, well, we thought we were supposed to eat all the pie, so bring the pie in. So they brought in the other 12 pieces of pie, which we promptly ate, to be fair. So we had eaten like 35 pieces of pie, and we decided which was the best pie. So then Franny comes in.
How
and
would
goes,
you tell?
How would you tell if it's all good pie? We go, we're very discerning men. So we decided one was better than all the rest. So we told him, and it was this little 12-year-old girl that made this really exceptional piece of pie. And then Franny comes out and says, I don't know how they decided which was the best piece of pie. And by the way, there were two other people that were supposed to join them. We just never got a chance to bring them in. But those two guys decided this was the best piece of pie.
Oh, hey, that's great. And the 12-year-old got a new stove.
She got something out of that, but we got a lot of good pie because it wasn't really a bad
That's
piece
a
of
lot
pie.
Of fiber in your diet.
Yeah, I've never been invited to be a judge at the fair, but here a few years ago, I ended up being one of eight judges for a barbecue cook-off.
Yeah.
And it was much the same thing. They brought in these plates of meat that the contestants had cooked. And they throw these plates on the table and say, well, and they were just numbers, so you didn't know who it was. Well, you need to sample all these and tell and vote for which is the best. Well, you know, within about 10 minutes, there wasn't a morsel of food left.
Right.
And we as judges were trying to get our pointy little heads together to figure out just exactly what we had just done.
You know. What
well, you know, anything you taste like that, if you taste a lot of it, pretty soon you lose track and it
all the same. You got to take notes.
Yeah, I think what they should do at the fair is say, okay, we're going to judge this, and then just go out and grab some people at random, give them a sample, write down which one you think's the best.
Yeah.
And do it that way. That way, you don't have the same people filling up on the stuff and losing track.
Well, see, I'm on this dialysis diet now, and I can't eat anything but chicken, fat, and donuts, because if I do, the registered dietitian over there at dialysis will beat me up.
Oh,
so
well.
So I can't eat anything now.
Give me her number so I can call her.
Just call over there for Cynthia. She'll beat me up. So they do labs on me, and if I'm out of line, I get worked over.
Sue, have you worked at the fair? Are you part of the fair?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Part of the fair, 14 years, 4 years.
Oh.
My husband did the signs and stuff for the rodeo. Yeah, we were
involved. So you know my previous guest, Ed Kreutzer, then pretty well. Huh?
Oh, I know Ed.
Yeah.
He's Marianne, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think Marianne enters the stuff that she's canned every year.
Yes, and, she does. Well, that's the other thing. You know, there's hardly any, anything in the canning or anything. Nobody, I don't know, it's just really different.
It is. It isn't like it used to be. You know, 10 years ago, it seemed like it was still a small county fair where people went there and you visited with old friends and renewed acquaintances.
Yeah.
And you know, I could go out there and spend a whole day talking to people because I'd only see them once a year.
That's exactly, yeah. And
so,
the kids would go, I could give my kids $20 between all of them, and they stayed all day, half the night down there.
I know. It used to be great, and hopefully, maybe it'll be great again. Make the Coos County Fair great again, right?
Yes. I'm all for that.
Okay.
We're proud to have it here. You know,
really. Absolutely, and I think it's a good thing for the people of the county. It's just that I guess we need to get somebody in leadership position that actually cares about the people for a change, huh?
Well, yeah, and the other thing, you know, I wanted to mention, you know, our veterans go down there and do the opening.
Oh, yeah.
For the Queen, nobody.
I know.
I bet you opening day this last year, there was, I don't know.
Really?
100 people, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can remember years where I stood in the rain watching the parade and enjoying the opening events, and people just don't do that anymore.
No, and it was shoulder to shoulder.
Yep.
Down there. But anyway, I'd like to, but you know, the one manager wanted to get rid of all of our old buildings.
Right.
So you're exactly right. The buildings are just falling down.
Well, you can't do it all at once. You got to do it incrementally as you have the money available, and I think that's what the board's been doing.
Yeah.
So,
but anyway, but they just wanted the vendors that you brought in and took them out.
Yeah.
So again, none, like the Bridge Grange, you know, they've been there for years, and we worked at the Bridge Grange a lot.
Uh-huh.
And the kids, there again, that was a good job for them.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I hate to cut you short here, Sue.
I know.
But I'm up against the break.
And thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we're going to take our last break of the show, and this, we're going to give something away again. This is from Dishner's Family Restaurant. They're located at 2603 Broadway in North Bend. It's about halfway between Virginia and Newmark on Broadway Avenue. And Dishner's is known for their traditional home-style cooking. I eat there fairly frequently myself because of that. But they're offering a Malibu chicken dinner that includes, of course, Malibu chicken, but also your choice of potato or rice pilaf, a vegetable, and a dinner roll. And I'm going to give this away to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, to win a Malibu chicken dinner at Dishner's Family Restaurant, and I'll be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Looking for a vehicle but not sure what to get or where to go for the best deal? Then allow Jim Vick Auto Sales to assist you. Choose from economy cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. And just in case you're looking for that sports car you've always wanted, you might just find that too. Plus, when Jim says,
"If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business."
Jim means just that, helping you save money and making sure you're satisfied with the vehicle you choose. Jim Vick Auto Sales, on the corner of Virginia and Broadway, and online at jimvickautosales.com.
Do you suffer from chronic back pain, neck pain, joint pain, or problem sleeping? South Coast Compassion, located in the Bunker Hill area at 93705 Newport Lane across from Able Insurance, may have the solution for you. They offer a full line of medicinal edibles and lotions made from cannabis extracts that have been proven to be effective against pain with no unwanted side effects. South Coast Compassion is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Stop by South Coast Compassion and get rid of that pain.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. We do have a winner on the dinner at Dishner's Family Restaurant. We'll do it again next week. You know, something that I know you wanted to touch on and we haven't gotten to yet because we've been so busy having a good time, which I think is appropriate for the first show of the year, but this sale of the Sweet Ranch down in, what is that?
Langlois,
yeah. Now, as I understand it, the Sweet family, which includes Commissioner John Sweet, sold their ranch to Oregon Parks and Recreation Department.
Right.
And I guess the sale price is $1.8 million, which I don't have a problem with people making money, but this is private property that was sold to the state.
Right.
And $1.8 million. Shouldn't there have been some sort of public notice or public hearings?
Well,
or
you know, they would have allowed it if you would have found it in the agenda, but they buried it so far in the agenda. If you notice, it was item 6, the one I sent you. And so unless you actually saw it, there was no way of knowing that they were going to be discussing that. So you would have to keep track of it. I would think that they would have to put out a public notice to let people know. But here's the thing that gets me is the original price of that land was $1.4 million.
Right.
And they never offered the $1.4 million,
they
even though
1.8.
They
yeah.
went immediately to the 1.8. So I've asked the lady who was in charge of the deal why they never asked the 1.4, and how do they know that they wouldn't have been accepted if they didn't ask it? And I'm waiting for that response to come back.
Yeah, you sent me that information.
And I'd also like to...
So we, the taxpayers, got sacked for another $400,000.
And 88 acres is coming off the tax roll. And that will be 88 acres that no one will have public access to. John Sweet's family will still be able to utilize it certain things. And from what I understand, the property that's adjacent to it now has new restrictions on development, so they won't be able to develop the property, which means it won't increase in value.
Okay.
Yeah.
We do have a caller. We've got Leon from Coquille. Leon, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's on your mind today?
Well, I heard you talking about cooking and all that kind of stuff and awards at the fair.
Right.
And I wanted to let you know what went on with me about, I don't know, it was in the 80s or something. I had a business in Coquille, and we had an old granny come in there. She was a customer of ours, and I had a guy working for me. And she says, I'm going to make a pie for the fair, and I want you guys to critique it for me, let me know. And
well, that sounds like
so
a tough job.
She brought in pie, and Dick and I divided it up, and we ate it. And so she come back a couple days later and wanted to know what we thought. And Dick says, you know, Naomi, that pie was really, really good, but it really needs just something. And she says, well, I'll make another one. So she did. And come back in a couple days later, and Dick said the same thing. And she brought us another. And when she brought us the third one, well, she says, don't you think I don't know what you boys are doing?
If she had you figured out.
She had us figured out.
Yeah, but you had a good thing going while it lasted.
You betcha, and she was a good pie maker, too.
Yeah, you know, I've noticed that a lot of the rural ladies around here are just exceptional cooks. I have a number of friends, of course, that live out on farms and ranches in rural areas, and we get invited out to dinner there. And boy, you just can't compare the family, the farm type family cooking to anything. It's so unique and so good.
Yeah, well, and back in the old days, some of these older ladies would have to cook for all the farmhands.
Oh, yeah.
And she had to keep them in food so they'd get the job done. So.
That's right. Well, my previous guest on here, Ed Kreutzer, his wife, you know, is part of the Master Food Preservers in the county. And she teaches the classes there at Myrtle Point through OSU. I've had dinner at their house, and that woman could cook. I'm surprised Ed doesn't weigh 800 pounds.
She probably runs him ragged. So.
Well, yeah, she's typical wife, you know, honey do this and honey do that.
Uh-huh. My dad was like that. He was skinny as a rail because he retired, well, I thought, well, that's pretty cool. You're retired, Dad. You don't have nothing to do. And he says, what do you mean nothing to do?
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you got a wife, you got stuff to do. You know, I discovered one of the great mysteries of the world. You know, statistically, married men live longer than single men.
That's single.
A statistic. The reason married men live longer is because their wives won't let them die until they get all the honeydews accomplished.
I wonder who dies happier, though.
Jim, really. Anyway, Leon, I thank you for the call, and Happy New Year to you.
And the same to you. Good program.
Thank you. And with that, we got the music coming up in the background. It means we're about out of time. And I can't believe how fast this 2 hours flies by every week.
It's because I'm here.
Oh, maybe that's it. Well, if people would have heard the party we were having on the breaks here, I should have left the mics open.
Those were not drum beats. Those were fists hitting flesh.
We would have gone to jail if you left the mics on.
Yeah, more than likely. Anyway, I thank everybody for listening. I sincerely appreciate all my listeners. I will be back next week. And until then, I want you to go out there and seriously have a great week.